Fayez, please tell us, what do you know about the deaths of the NATO soldiers?
Well, Carly, NATO has just announced that 5 more American soldiers were killed in 2 separate attacks in southern Afghanistan. People inside NATO headquarters refused to disclose the exact location of these 2 attacks, but our sources are telling us that these 2 separate attacks took place in southern Kandahar province. 4 of these soldiers were killed in a roadside bombing and the 5th one in a small arms fire. And as you know, the roadside bombings have now become the biggest killer of the foreign troops in Afghanistan. And given the facts on the ground, we see that foreign troops are now killed almost every day in this country, most of them by roadside bombings. And this is believed to be an unavoidable tactic for the foreign troops stationed in this country. And the Taliban militants are relying heavily on this tactic. And these growing tactics of the Taliban militants, we see, have inflicted heavy casualties on American and NATO forces in Afghanistan. And we see that, and many here believe, actually, that the death toll of the foreign troops, especially Americans' forces, death toll in Afghanistan will keep rising as the Taliban militants are fighting hard. And NATO commanders on the ground, especially the new U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, admits this. He says that the NATO forces stationed in Afghanistan will face tough fighting with the Taliban militants, especially in the months to come.
Fayez, if you can please differentiate for us the deaths. Are they American soldiers who were killed or NATO soldiers, and the number respectively?
Well, they, according to NATO headquarters here in Kabul, they were American soldiers, and they were killed in Kandahar province. And Afghan sources are telling us that they were killed in 2 separate attacks. And these latest deaths came after 3 American soldiers were killed when the Taliban militants attacked an Afghan police headquarters in Kandahar province yesterday. 5 Afghan civilians were also killed in that attack in Kandahar province. And Kandahar province in southern Afghanistan has been the scene of heavy clashes between the Taliban militants and American forces over the past 2 weeks. And these attacks come at a time as the U.S. forces are planning to launch another massive operation against the Taliban militants in Kandahar province. And they believe that with such operations, they would be able to get an upper hand over the Taliban militants. But given the rising death toll of the foreign troops in Afghanistan, it's now extremely difficult to predict whether NATO will succeed in getting an upper hand over the Taliban militants. When it comes to foreign troops' deaths in this country, many people on the streets, especially here in Kabul, Kaveh, ask only one question, that why are the Taliban militants much more violent and strong despite the presence of tens of thousands of foreign troops in this country? And military experts say that the double standard policies of the U.S. and its allies in Afghanistan are the reply.
Okay, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. So, correspondent Fayez Khurshid from Kabul. Continuing with the news, we go to Iraq. The U.S. military base in Basra International Airport has come under attack. Now, reports say it was fired by a Katsuya rocket on Tuesday. The police official, who was speaking on a condition of anonymity, did not comment on any possible casualties. No person or group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Basra police say security forces have arrested 20 suspects in connection with the attack. Basra is a province in southern Iraq. Under a security pact signed between Baghdad and Washington, the U.S. should pull out its forces by the end of 2011.